Count. All right. We're back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and owner of many different companies. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I am today, Neil. We have a very special guest, Marjorie Deering. She's been doing some fantastic writing in the horror industry, and she reminds me a lot of Stephen King. So I'm pleased
Oh.
to have her here, and welcome, Marjorie.
Well, thank you very much. Like I say, my first Zoom call, thank you for inviting me and
Your
comparing me to
first
Stephen
radio,
King.
nationally syndicated radio, TV show, podcast. It's great. I love horror. Tell me the favorite genre of horror, because I was talking to somebody else in an interview yesterday, and I go into Friday the 13th, I go into Freddy, I go into Michael Myers, I go into even we go back to Psycho. What are your favorite horror in your horror genre that really that like motivates you, why you're a horror writer?
Well, I tell you what, I am so old that my favorites go clear back to when I was a kid in the dark ages. So I always enjoyed things like the vampire movies and the werewolves, which of course my latest book deals with a werewolf. So anyhow, it's the old stuff. It's not so much, I love Stephen King, that's great, but what inspires me is remembering old movies I used to watch when I was young. And the funny
Right.
thing is, now that I'm older, I tend not to watch horror movies at night or alone, but I wrote a book.
Well, and that's the thing. We enjoy it. We enjoy to be scared, but we don't want to be scared when we're alone. Let's talk about why that you're so into vampires and different things like that, and how you kind of created your characters through that.
Well, I think mine has a little different twist than most werewolf stories because it's not an evil creature through and through. I don't want to give too much away, but I think anybody that reads the story will understand who's read it will understand what I mean. You get to know more about the werewolf than you do in other werewolf stories. It's not just the attacks and then they're gone, if you understand what I mean.
Right. No, I totally get it, and we don't want to give away anything. We want to think about you as a writer, how you create this. How do you come up with this? And how do you use even like your daily life to create these characters based on specific favorite characters growing up?
I don't know how I do it. I sit down and I start writing and it just kind of takes over. I don't have a formula for it. I see my stories like a movie in my head and I write based on that. It's the same way I do my dialogue. I think dialogue is probably my strong suit. And I hear it. I hear the people talking. And I just feel like I get to know my characters and I base it on that. How I see them, how I hear them.
No, I hear you. How you see them and how you hear them. That's definitely part of it for sure. And when you decided to write, what made you want to become a writer?
I grew up in kind of an odd situation. When I was 10 months old, my father bought a golf course with a partner, and it was in a very small town. I didn't have a lot of friends around. We lived at the end of the golf course of the country club. And we were told, don't bother the members, So anyhow, I became an observer of people. And I don't know if I'm an extroverted introvert or an introverted extrovert, but I love watching people, but I'm satisfied doing that. I'm not a joiner. I'm not a person who seeks the limelight. I'd rather sit in a corner and watch. So I think that kind of stirred up my imagination and I started writing characters. If you want to know the truth, I think what actually the very, very first thing that got me started writing was an assignment by one of my grade school teachers. She told us this was supposed to be a punctuation lesson. Write the longest sentence you can using proper punctuation. Mine ended up a page long and it was a story. This is
Great.
kind of fun.
That's crazy. Okay.
Because it's nuts.
It definitely does. And what makes a writer, in your opinion, kind of dive in, especially what makes a horror writer? Because once you started writing horror, I'm sure you looked at other books. Well, Stephen King's your idol. What makes a horror writer?
I don't know. Maybe I've got a strange twist somewhere in me. I don't know. I have a very vivid imagination. Like I say, I did grow up watching horror movies, so I think that was part of my just growing up. I enjoyed it, and I love to write for the purpose of entertaining people. I don't expect I'll ever be wealthy from it. I don't expect to ever be famous for it. But I sure get a kick out of knowing people are reading the stories and enjoying it. So I am really quite surprised that The Horror Within is doing very, very well. People are loving it. And that pleases me. That just pleases the dickens out of me. Matter of fact, right now I've been working on the sequel to The Horror Within.
So you're getting a lot of good feedback. What is the feedback you're getting?
The feedback is there's nothing I didn't like about this story. 5 stars.
Great.
Basically, that sort of thing.
Excellent.
I mean, I think people are engaged by the characters. It's set in 1919, in a small coal mining town in Ohio. Some of the characters are Eastern European immigrants, others are just regular Joes from, next door. From the next town, whatever, but they work in the coal mining industry, and suddenly they find themselves under attack, and they don't know what it is. And Eric Laska is a young man who just came back from fighting in World War I. So, like I say, it's 1919, and he comes back, and he shortly thereafter finds out that he's under suspicion for one of these killings. And nobody believes the stories going around from people who've seen this thing or can tell them, he's out to prove he didn't do it, and there's something strange in the forest, which borders their town. In any case, people are really loving it. I think part of it is because of the time period. It's a little different. The characters are a little different. And believe it or not, I am currently in the process of having an audiobook done on this, and I'm excited.
Great.
Oh, And my
that's great.
poor narrator has to do a Polish accent and learn how to say some Polish words. But it's going beautifully. It's great.
Well, it definitely seems like it's going great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So, where is the best place people can find information on you, purchase your book, and learn more about you? Where can they go?
Well, I would suggest just going to the Amazon book site, put in my name, books by Marjorie Swift Daring. That's my writer's name. You can go there. If you want to get in touch with me, you can go to Facebook. And that would be the HTTP, et cetera. And it's facebook.com Marjorie.daring. And you can also, the best way to get a hold of me if you want to is to go to my email. And that's Marjorie Daring. That's MARJORIE. DOERING 99 at gmail.com. I like to keep it simple. So
All
I
right.
think
Well,
those are the best choices.
fantastic. We appreciate it, Marjorie. It's great to hear more about you and your books, and congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you very much, Neil.
All right, you're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.